Infrastructure. The government is currently putting up new and modern infrastructure at the Maranga University of Technology, aimed at facilitating a conducive learning environment. The University Chancellor Professor Justin Irina has observed that the institution's population is growing, thus the need to have new facilities that will support education of learners admitted in the university. Addressing students and graduates during the university's 8th graduation ceremony, the Chancellor noted the university is keen on creating a conducive learning environment for students by building modernized laboratories and lecture theatres, which will help in research, training and innovation. He further said plans are underway to establish a school of medicine on a parcel of land donated by the county government at Del Monte Farm, saying the new college will spearhead training of medical and health-related courses. Once established, the School of Medicine will use the newly established Kenneth Matiba Hospital as a teaching and referral facility. The University Senate is in talks with Maranga County Administration to get part of its share in Del Monte land so that we can have a School of Medicine. This will assist the institution to embark on training medicine and health-related courses, added Irina. The Chancellor further noted that the university's analytical and imaging facility will soon be established, benefiting the local farming community and the school's scientific fraternity. With the analytical and imaging facilities, the agricultural practices in the county will get a boost. Soil testing and pest analysis as well control will be taken care of, thus boosting agricultural production. Our students and the local farming community will immensely benefit from the university's analytical and imaging facility, once credited, he explained. Professor Irina continued, the students will also be exposed to the use of equipment that meets international standards and be ready to meet the job market demands once they graduate. On his part, the university's vice-chancellor, VC, Professor Dixon Yuriki said that the university has implemented a robust quality management system and an information security and management system to enhance the educational experience. The university has made a major effort in academic development. We have successfully implemented a quality management system and an information security and management system. These systems are crucial for maintaining high standards of operational excellence and ensuring the security of information is set, he said. The VC observed that the university has succeeded in fencing its compound, with a view to ensuring security of the students and deterring grabbing of the institution's land. With the infrastructural developments the university is implementing, the education standards are set to go up, even as we strive to produce competitive graduates to the market, added Professor Nyuriki.